Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. This Wednesday morning is always brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame in Gaithersburg, Maryland, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville in Olney. Mm-hmm. Eric Pickles in Kensington.
Morning.
And Jason Bishop is in Ashburn, Virginia.
Yep, what's up?
Continuing the quarantine shows, social distancing. Jason mentioned it yesterday. We probably won't see each other for months.
Months.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
It's months.
I'm guessing we should have a junkies pool of when we're going to see each other again.
Oh,
a date.
Like,
and whoever's closest to the date wins the pot.
What would it put? $2 in each? Because you're a super squeaker now?
We can do 20 a man or 10 a man.
Ooh, $20 is big. That's saucy.
I don't know, man. I just saw the story. Is John on hold? Is John Keim on hold?
I think we're efforting.
Oh, no, he is?
He's there. He's
okay.
Let's go to John
in a second. But I'm seeing that Major League Baseball, they're really strongly considering starting the season with no fans to get in as many games as possible.
Yeah. I know.
So, shooting for July 4th, right?
I didn't see the target. But
I saw July 4th opening day being kicked around.
They might be grasping there.
Join us right now is John Keim, covers the Redskins for ESPN and ESPN.com. Join us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Good morning, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hello. What's up, JK?
How's life for you? Where are you located?
Berryville. Hold up.
Oh, he's out near me, west of me.
Yes, I am west.
Are you a land baron out in Berryville? What are we looking at? An acre and a half, 5 acres, 10 acres? What's going on out there?
2.5. So
ooh,
we
nice.
Have some, we have a little bit of room. And so we're out. We're in the. I know this will sound funny, but we're in the rural part of Berryville.
Is there? How close is the closest grocery store to you?
7 or 8 minutes. It's not bad. Listen, when we lived in Centerville, it took almost the same amount of time. It's just that you were stuck behind cars.
Right.
So. You know, as long as you can get the horse and buggies to get going, we're okay.
I've been to Berryville.
I've been to Berryville plenty of times. A lot of breweries and wineries out there. My wife likes
the wineries out here are really good. Yeah, there's some. You know, some of the breweries, and that's like right before you get over the mountain. There's some pretty good ones with some unbelievable views.
Oh yeah, Bear Chase. No, you've been to Bear Chase yet?
Yeah. That's exactly the one I'm talking about. And I think it's Dirt Farm too.
Dirt Farm. Yeah, there's some really cool spots out there.
Yeah,
out there in the hinterlands, Kings.
John, are you a biker, a cyclist?
Yes.
Cyclist, so, not a biker. I don't think
ever.
there's a big difference.
There's a huge difference.
One's got
okay,
a motor.
Bikers are in gangs.
Yeah,
I understand that.
I pedal.
He rides a bike.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Have you been doing that now to exercise and to get out?
I would if my knee cooperated, but yes, I will be doing. I do a lot of that out here because it's. I mean, you can go for a couple hours and not really. You might get passed by a couple cars if you take the right route. So
it's
in a lot of hills and, you know, it's, I will be doing more of that once the tendonitis in the knee calms down.
Gotcha.
Knee's barking.
All right. So we heard from Kyle Allen and Thomas Davis yesterday. I thought it was interesting because, you know, initially Rivera said, look, he was brought in here and the clear expectation is that Dwayne's going to be the starter. But, and I think that's a smart thing to say, but then you hear Kyle say, no, they told me, you know, I can compete for this job. And I don't think that's necessarily unusual, but there might be a little bit of double talk going on here.
Maybe. And I think part of it, too, is for the Redskins, they don't know where Dwayne Haskins is going to be at with this offense.
Yeah.
That's the danger of this off, you know, that's the problem with off seasons like this, and it's obviously unprecedented, but they don't know. And so I know that he's doing a lot of things, and not to plug, but like I talked a little bit about this on my podcast a couple of days ago, just about some of the things that Haskins is doing and will it pay off and when. I mean, right. I think it will pay off. You just don't know when. And so for them, until Haskins is in front of them, they won't know. So I think you have to leave out the possibility that, well, if he's not ready, you have a guy who knows the offense. So I do think that ultimately they would look at Allen as the backup in this situation, but you can't, I don't think you can rule anything out at this point because it's so unusual, the situation they're in.
How far behind the eight ball is Dwayne going to be since he's young? It's his second year. He didn't play a ton in college, played 1 year in college, and then he's not going to be able to throw to McLaurin and Harmon and Sims and all those guys in the offseason. He's going to have to wait until training camp at the earliest.
Yeah, and I think the throwing with them, he's already developed some of that, you know, so I don't view that as necessarily the biggest thing. I think the biggest thing will be getting this offense down and feeling, not just getting down, but feeling comfortable calling it in the huddle, getting out there, knowing where you're supposed to go with your progressions, et cetera. I think that's the unknown. And, you know, like I said, I mean, I know he's been working with some people to get a lot of that stuff down, people who have some familiarity with this offense, studying film on it, you know, that kind of stuff. So that will help. But, until you get out on a practice field, you don't know, mm-hmm. you know. And I think so. But I do think that the biggest thing will be getting it down. It's a different system here, too. In the other system, in the West Coast system, it's a lot of verbiage. It's about, you could have like 16, 20 words in one play. This one is a number-based system. And so I think the West Coast typically might be considered the hardest one to get down in terms of the verbiage. All these offenses are complicated to a degree. I don't know that any one is more or less. It's just more the verbiage and how do you learn. Well, this one is more of a number-based system. And when you talk to some people, they say that this is maybe a better one to learn. But then Kyle Allen was talking about that yesterday, that he felt like it wasn't quite as easy. I think that's just the wrong word, but that it took him a month and a half to get it down where he felt comfortable running it in practice. So I think that's where we just don't know. But it's more so, not like I said, it's not just about throwing to the receivers as much as it getting everything down, coming out of the huddle with a clear head and knowing what you're supposed to be doing. That's the part that will be hard to know until, you know, they get to training camp.
Where are we on the Trent Williams thing? Yeah, I was reading an article, I'm sure you saw it yesterday, where maybe one of the Vikings bloggers was throwing out that the Vikings have shown some interest reportedly and four or five different trade scenarios potentially there. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. Or, you know, where do we stand
on that?
Yeah,
they may have gotten it from one of the articles that I wrote, so I don't know. Because I did say I listed some destinations for him that made some, or that have been talked about or made some sense. I know Minnesota has expressed some interest. To what degree, I don't know.
Right.
But I think so, yes. And I think one thing that I've always been heard is that the Vikings are kind of they're in that win-now window. And I think there was a feeling that those are the kind of teams that would be more interested in a Trent Williams at this point. So they make a lot of sense. It's just a matter of, can they make it work financially? And then obviously compensation. And the compensation really has, you know, the draft compensation has been an issue clearly throughout this. And it will, you know, I don't know that anything has necessarily changed with that, because they were definitely kind of far apart on the trade compensation. So yeah, Minnesota would make sense. Again, win now window. And I know, like, there's some other teams, Tampa Bay, I don't know that they're really as interested as it might seem. I think there were some things that would have to be done there. They just signed Donovan Smith to a big deal. They'd have to move him inside, because cutting him and trading him is just financially doesn't make sense. Cleveland, but then you keep hearing that they feel like they can find their tackle in the draft. The Chargers make some sense because they're going to get a young corner, a quarterback, and they don't have left tackle. So, that, you know, the Jets were mentioned at one point. I think they've kind of cooled for now. But I also think a lot of this is going to depend on what happens, if we get to the draft and he's still here, what happens in the first round? Because if the teams don't find their tackle there, maybe they're more apt to then say, okay, now you got to go get one. And then can they work out the trade compensation? And the one thing that has been clear that the Redskins don't want it. They don't feel like they have to give him away at this point. And then they want to get second-round value, and you can accomplish that in multiple ways. That it's just value more so than just, hey, a second-round pick or nothing. It's value.
Mm-hmm. We're joined by John Keim, covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. The Skins went bargain shopping to shore up the secondary. Ronald Darby signs a one-year, $4 million deal. Give us some intel on him. He's not a darling of the analytics community. Actually, has worse stats than Josh Norman in some of the metrics that those guys follow.
Yeah, and I know the book on him has been, obviously he's very talented, was a second-round pick, athletic, fast. So he has a lot of traits that you like. I think one of the things you'd hear out of Philadelphia was more questioning maybe some of the instincts and some of the ball skills. So I think those can be problematic if you're a cornerback. But for 1 year, $4 million, it's a pretty low risk signing. I think, you know, it's funny because with a lot of these signings, I keep repeating it's low risk, low risk. I think the risk comes if they can't play and that's who you're stuck with for 16 games. Because he does have the injury history, and that's been another issue too. So I think that's a big thing. But again, there is talent there, and it's a lot of what we've heard lately here. You know, if this guy is healthy, then, well, that's been a phrase here. What they're not tied to is a long-term deal, and most of these things are not long-term. So that's the book on him. And if he comes through, then they have a solid corner. I think the other thing with the secondary that they're really counting on, and I think it can be legit, is if that, you know, getting a guy like Chase Young and building up a front seven that is really, really good and helps the secondary become better.
John, you mentioned Chase Young. I'm sure you saw Jason LaCanfora reported in the last day or two that he keeps hearing that the Redskins are kind of signaling that they are open for business with that pick there. Are you hearing some of the same things? Because it seems like prior to that talk had quieted down a bit.
No, I don't think it's ever quieted down. I just think it's a matter of when does somebody raise it. I've never heard that they're never going to trade the pick. What I've always heard is that it would take a lot to get them out of there. So I think that's kind of where it's been at. And I think the key for this would be a guy, you know, if you trade to five, you better have a couple guys that you really, really like. Because if it's just one guy you're trading there, you're taking a risk that guy. Let's say if it is Isaiah Simmons that they love, that would make sense. He'd be probably a pretty good fit in this system. So if you love him and you think he's going to be there at five and you think he can make an impact for you similar to Young and you get more picks, then you would consider that, right? But Simmons is a guy you put next and he's not there, you know? And so, yeah, you're still getting a really good player, but you're not, you know, are you getting the guy that you really, really wanted? So, but that's, like I said, I've never heard that we're absolutely not trading. I've never heard that. So I think it's, you know, and again, as you get closer to the draft, you're going to hear every scenario. So I think, you know, I just think it would take a lot to get him off that pick.
Man, I wish the draft was this weekend.
Something, right?
No kidding.
God, man, I just can't wait. So we got to wait another 3 weeks.
Well, and, you know, and it's funny because I'll be curious to see what they do with that. Like, do they spread it out because there's nothing else going on now? Do they spread it out more than it is? That you know, I don't know. Could you handle 7 days of the draft?
Maybe
yes,
they'll do the
at
first.
This point, yes.
Maybe they'll
I think
we
could do one round a week.
A round a day.
Yeah. One pick a day.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah. Hey, John, just refresh our recollection on what they have going on at linebacker because, you know, Thomas Davis was added. I assume he's going to start on the inside.
Thomas Davis will start at will be on the weak side. And then you have John Bostic and Sean Dion Hamilton would be inside one of them, and they re-signed Bostic. I know, you know, it was between those two. And then Cole Holcomb would be on the strong side in the way I would see this right now. Then the other guy you wonder about is Reuben Foster. Where is he at in his recovery? I don't think they have a firm idea of when he would return just yet. I mean, they've always hoped by training camp, but, you know, I think it's hard, again, right now it's hard to really know to put a date on it. So, but he would be in that mix if he is healthy. And because he obviously has, he would be a weak side linebacker as well. So Davis gives them a lot of insurance if Foster isn't available. But that's where he has played in the past.
I'm still kind of surprised, J.K., on the tight end position. You know, Rivera always had quality tight ends. Obviously, Olsen down there in Carolina, especially with a young quarterback, you need one. And they went out and hired, you know, or assigned a couple guys, Rodgers and Thomas, but those guys aren't starters.
Right.
Sprinkle's still the number one guy on the depth chart, but you got to think that at the very least they're going to draft one, right?
I would think and I would hope, and the problem is there are some intriguing options once you get, you know, maybe beyond the fourth round guys who have some skills, and you say, okay, I like this, and you can develop this. In the second, third rounds, there aren't a lot of guys there. And obviously right now they don't have a second round pick, so let's say third round, maybe not a lot of guys there who would be ones that you know, there aren't a lot of options there.
Right, right.
I think beyond that, there are more of guys, again, that could be developed and are intriguing. So I think it will be difficult, not impossible, to find your guy there. But I think everybody kind of, you know, you do kind of expect them to make another move there because they've added a lot of parts and maybe have improved their depth perhaps. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, you can't sit there and say, oh, this is going to be the guy on third down that he's going to run this and he's going to be there. You don't have anybody like that at this point.
John, stay safe in Berryville.
All right, bro.
All right, guys, you too.
Yeah,
Thank you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
John Keim covers the Redskins for ESPN and ESPN.com. You can check out his columns at ESPN.com. We're the Junkies coming to you live this Wednesday morning. Keep it here. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live this Wednesday morning on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Tomorrow would have been opening day for the Nationals, the home opener, and it would have been a huge celebration. So we've decided to mix things up, and tomorrow we're going to have a celebration of the Nationals all day, even though there isn't a game. We're going to raise money for a worthy cause in the community. Need to thank Paisanos for stepping up to the plate. Paisanos is sponsoring it all. It's not just pizza, but something for everyone, paisanospizza.com. And it's all going to be in support of Nationals Philanthropies, their mission to provide support and funds to fight food insecurity in the D.C. area. So it's a great cause, and we're going to celebrate all day on 106.7 The Fan, including our show. Mike Rizzo is going to join us. We're going to play some of the best highlights from last season. On Grant and Danny's show, Davey Martinez, the manager, is going to join them. Max Scherzer is going to join them. Chad Dukes is going to have Adam Eaton and Ryan Zimmerman on the show. Donnie Jones, who's a former NFL player, now on the Nationals Philanthropies Board, he's going to be on the show. So it's going to be an all-day event. If you're looking for a diversion from your everyday life, listen to The Fan tomorrow. And once again, thank you to Paisanos Pizza, paisanospizza.com.
Yeah, that'll be great. We need some sort of distraction. Think about baseball.
Remember. Who were they supposed to open up with at home? Wasn't the Mets, right?
I don't even know.
Maybe the Marlins? I'd have to check it.
Think about it. Rizzo, I know, was quoted as saying this. Look, this is brutal. We're going to get through this, but there's a lot to look forward to. They're still, whenever they come back, they're going to be defending World Series champions. They've got a banner they got to raise. They've got rings they want to distribute. Hint, hint. Right. There's a lot to look forward to.
Man, the Astros got hooked.
The Astros, yeah. What? By the way, we never talked about that the commissioner said, was it Manfred, that he's come to a decision on the Red Sox. He just hasn't announced it yet, right?
I haven't followed that story.
I didn't hear him say
that. Yeah, I read that last week he said something like, yeah, the investigation is complete.
I hope it is. It took months. It took years.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't just announce it. What's the wait?
Be a good time to sweep it under the rug if that's what they're interested in.
Right.
You know, do it now.
Can't imagine it's going to be as stiff as the Astros penalty, but we'll see.
Right.
By the way, my wife's being a little bit of a biatch this morning.
Let's get into this.
Hope that doesn't get back to her. But I mean, she's in bed, but my dog was barking. Did you guys hear my dog barking?
I did hear Luca, yeah.
All right, in the morning, she was barking. She always barks at stuff. You know, there's people walking the dogs in the morning.
Sure.
You know,
there's varmints running around your yard.
Yeah, I mean, she sees a squirrel. I mean, that's what she does. She barks. So my wife gets bitter, and she took the dog up to our bedroom and closed the doors. Right? So what's my dog do? She barks up there because she wants to come downstairs.
Right.
And I went upstairs. I was like, what's going on? She's like, she needs to stay up here. I don't want her going downstairs. She barks too much. It's too much. I'm like, chill out. I see. That's what a bottle of J-Lore the night before will do to you.
Yeah, she's probably feeling terrible.
Yeah.
She's feeling poopy. I told her, just let the dog come down. Eventually, the dog stops. She's not going to bark for the entire morning. She might bark sporadically. I said, just let her come down. She wants to be with her daddy. She doesn't want to be cooped up there.
Is the dog more your dog or Teresa's dog? I understand it's a family dog, but I'm guessing it's more Jason's dog.
You're I feel like Jason takes control of the dog.
I feel like Jason takes control of everything.
And control of everything.
Canceling
he is control
Amazon
freak.
Purchases.
I just know my dog's personality better than anybody else in the family.
But, I mean, you're the one that brought the dog home, right? Weren't you the one that really wanted the dog first?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because remember,
Matt Williams
he claimed
Matt
it was the girls that wanted it, but deep down it was Jason.
Well, they did. I mean, they were pushing for a dog, especially my oldest. She was pushing for a dog hard when she was, well, let's see, dog six. So my daughter, she was probably like 12.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, 11, 12 years old. She was pushing for a dog. And then the good people from, you know, Matt Williams came in and they brought those three dogs in and we just hit it off. I love my dog. I do. Just let the dog come down and hang out down here. She's going to bark a couple times.
Is she upset because the barking is going to upset the neighbors or it's just upsetting her?
She just wants to sleep.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure she cares about the neighbors.
Well, let me rephrase it. She wants to sleep it off.
Right.
That's what she wants to do.
Yesterday, I felt terrible during the show because I had like five drinks. I couldn't get my friggin' fire pit started two nights ago. And I felt bad all day yesterday, so I was determined not to have a drink yesterday, and I'm so glad I did because I feel great this morning. But it was tough because I was out on the grill. I fired up the steak for the kids. I had the vegetables out there. And I'm telling you, when I start that grill, that is code for start drinking every single time. But last night I held out.
All right, what about today?
I feel like today's fair game. But,
right. That's what I hear.
But I had to prove to myself that I could go a day without it. But I needed to.
You did it.
I did it.
You pat yourself on the back. You did.
Yeah. It's just somebody pointed this out. This is probably what like alcoholics, like what they're taught. It's like and I think it is true. You're never upset the next day that you didn't drink the night before. You're often upset that you drank because you feel bad.
So you have regrets.
You have regrets, but you're never upset that you didn't.
Makes sense.
It's a good way to think.
Hold on.
You're not
saying alcoholics feel like they're upset that they didn't drink the night before.
No. I'm saying alcoholics are probably told, like in meetings, like just get through this night, then tomorrow you'll be happy that you didn't drink.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, here's the deal, Evie. You're not unique. Teresa's not unique. According to the New York Daily News, booze sales are surging during this pandemic. Now, this is from a couple weeks ago, but Nielsen did some research. Nielsen, who's known mostly for TV ratings, they say sales of alcoholic beverages rose 55% in the week ending March 21st. So March 14th through the 21st, they were up 55%. Liquor sales were up 75% over the same period of time in 2019.
Just skyrocketing.
Wine sales were up 66% during
Thanks
that same
Teresa.
Period of time. Mm-hmm. And beer sales up 42%.
Yeah. Well, I was telling my wife about it. I mean, I've been drinking every other day, and I think a lot of people are. It's how we're coping. My son, he says it's how you delete the day. It's how you make the day go away. He's
right. It kind of makes you forget about all the bad things. I mean, it doesn't help because the next morning, like you said, physically you feel crappy.
Like yesterday I felt bad.
Right, and then you start, just limit it. Don't do five, do three.
If you do two or three, you're generally, I think, going to be okay.
That's your go-to. Cakes has got the go-to two or three.
I did three. Yeah, if I get into like four or five territory, I know I'm going to feel like dog poo.
Just gross.
I played golf yesterday at Trump, and by the way, Trump looks amazing. But anyway, I had three on the golf course.
Right.
And that was it. I came home and had
What'd you guys do? Four separate carts or you walk?
Four separate carts.
Right.
Yep, four separate carts, the pins in, never touched the pin, never touched a person, never touched anybody else's ball.
Right.
Or balls.
Right.
And so that's what we did. So we
I know
we,
the ladder was harder for you.
I knew that was coming. That was a softball for you.
I'm sure Trump, whatever that golf course is called, is it just called Trump International?
Trump National.
Trump National. Yeah. I'm sure that one does well, but I read an article. So like five out of his six places during the pandemic have had to close because of different restrictions. You know, some of them are by
some
states.
Of the states have, right.
Or, you know, I think they kept them open until the last possible day in some of the states, whatever. But what it said was, in terms of his golf courses, he owns Doral. Mm-hmm. And Doral makes as much money as the other five. I think he has six. And Doral makes $75 million a year.
That's mm-hmm. amazing. That's amazing.
I mean,
right?
It's as much as the other five. So I'm sure that Trump National in Virginia does well, but it can't touch Doral.
Right.
Although the PGA Tour said F you to Trump, remember? Because remember he made those comments about the Mexicans?
I don't remember. He makes so many.
Oh, yeah. Well, because there was a murder. Remember the girl got murdered by an illegal Mexican? I don't know. Like, the story was a few years ago. Anyway, so then he made those comments, and then the tour said, oh, you're going to say that about the Mexican community? Okay, well, we're going to take your tournament out of Doral and right. move it to WGC Mexico City.
Right.
And that's directly taking money out of his pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely taking a hit, yeah. like everybody else. During all this, there's no doubt about it. I'm shocked that Doral makes that much profit, though. That's unbelievable.
Anyway, here's your catch 22, Eric, and you know this. The WHO, the World Health Organization, they understand a lot of people are turning to alcohol to alleviate the anxiety. And what they're reminding people about is that actually weakens your immune system.
It does. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Yeah.
Just limit it. Don't do 5, 6, 7 cocktails. You know, do 2 or 3.
Just going to have to hope my immune system's kind of Monday.
Right. I think it would be better if I was more of a beer guy because I could drink some of those beers like Cakes is drinking. And it's not that much. But I like a nice stiff cocktail. And you can start to get to 4 or 5. You know, that's just too much.
By the way, that's the reason. I don't know what they're doing in Maryland. I assume the liquor stores are still open, correct?
I think so. I just have so much liquor in my house, it's not an issue.
Well, in Virginia, they're not going to close them down because they make 20. I think they make 20% on the taxes from liquor sales.
Yeah.
It's 20% on liquor, and I think it's 5% on beer, maybe about the same on wine. But they make so much money on the taxes, the tax revenue is so high, they can't afford to close them down.
Well, just think about it. If they actually closed up liquor stores, I mean, I'm not kidding, legitimate alcoholics would go crazy. Do you know what I mean? Like people that are functioning, people that are functioning alcoholics, but God only knows what they would resort to. A buddy of mine posted that he was outside the bank and somebody got robbed. Because think about it, people are desperate. 50 million people are unemployed. People, you know, it could get crazy out there.
Absolutely.
In terms of like crime going up, people that would never consider probably committing crimes, feeling desperate. You know, you got to be careful out there.
Absolutely.
You know, desperate times calls for desperate measures from people.
I was in a neighborhood yesterday, you know, really nice neighborhood, kind of like Jason's just walking around. And I was just thinking about these houses. They're out of my price range. But I was like, a lot of these people are out of work. Some of these houses are going to be foreclosed in this neighborhood.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
That wave is coming.
Now, they're not allowed to do that. In the next few months, right, but people can't pay up.
Right. You can be an orthopedic surgeon, let's say, making a great living, and all of a sudden you're shut down for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Or you'd be a restaurant owner, and all of a sudden your restaurant business model has changed completely. It's devastating. All right.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Yes, that would hurt your credit, but if your house gets foreclosed on, could be wrong on this, but I don't think I am. I mean, they're not going to come just and pull you out of the house.
Oh no! Some guys, it takes a year to kick you out.
So you can still live. You can still live there. Your credit gets pummeled, but you can still live there. And then once you start getting up and running again, you make your payments.
Right. And by the way, again, they're passing laws and stuff, so they can't foreclose on people right now.
Correct.
So hopefully that helps. But they need more to come out for the people that are paying rent to give them rent relief.
Getting back to the Nats for just a second here, they would have opened at home against the Mets tomorrow. That would have been the home opener.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, guys, right now home equity is high, housing inventory is down, and interest rates are at an all-time low. But Will current conditions drag the home market down? Get answers from the Reynolds team at Keller Williams Realty. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, the realtor rock stars, empower you with options for what works best for you and guarantee your home sold at list price or they'll pay you the difference. Trust the real estate experts at the Reynolds team. Call 844-654-SOLD. That's 844-654-SOLD. Or check them out at DebbieAsTheBuyers.com.
By the way, have you guys noticed that I do have a mic stand now? I'm starting to build the home studio brick by brick.
Oh, look at that. Looking good, boy.
So the lighting is on its way. So, look, this is the new reality, broadcasting from home. I've got some number lamps. I got some more soft lighting. So hopefully that's helping a bit. But the real lighting, I think, is on its way. So it's building out here.
Nice. Nice. You look good, Cakes.
Thank you, sir. Thank
and, of course, JP's wearing – you're wearing the L.A.'s hats, which we always like to support. JP's wearing his Sup Dogs hat.
I've got mine, too. I'm going to put this on in about half an hour. I'm going to shake it up a little bit.
They're in the finals of the Barstool Best Bar Bracket Contest.
Yep.
Got an opportunity to repeat here. I don't know if any of the bars have ever repeated in that, but they're up against Kansas. I think the voting starts at 7 p.m. tonight, so we got to get all the Junks listeners behind that.
And, I don't know if bars have repeated because I don't know how long it's even been out.
This is the second year, so it's the only opportunity to repeat. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see if they can.
Funny, I saw Scott Van Pelt tweet out for Bentley's.
Yeah.
Look, we all support Bentley's. A couple of us went to University of Maryland. Eric and I went to Maryland, and we used to go to Bentley's.
Sure.
And Van Pelt tweeted almost a defeated tweet. It was like, we're going up against a machine, but vote for Bentley.
Look at that. Look at that respect.
He's a Maryland guy, but you could just sense he was defeated.
He knows.
Put some respect on that East Carolina name, the Sup Dogs brand.
Right.
Brett's just a social media monster when it comes to this.
He crushes it.
Well, Brett knows how to play the game.
Said it's going to take everything they got to beat Kansas, though.
I believe that.
Because Kansas is all
their – think about how big –
No, Bill Self is paying for votes.
All their former players are tweeting it out.
Okay.
So they have a lot of followers.
Right.
They certainly do.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but we can drag them along across the finish line. I really think we can.
Of course, Kansas has players in the NBA. I don't know if any of you guys are going to watch it. I think we're getting to the point that we're desperate for anything, that they're going to have the NBA players playing NBA 2K. Rui Hachimura is representing the Wizards. Kevin Durant's in it. Some of the better players in the NBA are going to play each other in video games.
I don't think I'm going to watch that.
Can I gamble on it?
Yeah,
I think you can.
I'm sure you could.
You probably can.
Did you see, Jason, that somebody sent me the story that some dude won a 10-game parlay on a ping pong tournament Belarus or something?
Table tennis, EB.
Table tennis.
Yeah.
He hit a 10-gamer. In table tennis gambling and made a boatload of cash.
Table tennis. I do have table tennis available on my site.
What else is available on your site right now? Available to bet on?
Because they've got to be scrambling.
There can't be a lot.
Let's see. There's not much, bro.
Is there any horse racing?
I don't have horse racing on mine.
Uh-huh. Is horse racing even occurring in the United States?
Yes, it is.
There's
it is.
Soccer. The Nicaragua Liga Primera Division under 20.
Yeah, they just had what was it, the Louisiana Derby 2 weeks ago? I think the Florida Derby was this past week. I think on the first week of May, when the Kentucky Derby is supposed to be, they're running the Arkansas Derby.
And they're running it. They're gonna have no fans.
I don't think they have anyone in the in
yeah.
The
they
stands.
Can't have fans. Yeah, I mean, it violates everything.
Can't do it.
Yeah, but you can still. Wager on it.
You can still roll the bones on it, though.
Right.
Well, people are starving for any sort of entertainment, particularly in the sports world. And so it does look like it's come to fruition, the Tiger-Phil match.
Right, with a little caveat.
It's going to be a little different. It's going to be 2-on-2.
Right.
So it's going to be Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning.
It's great because they've added that element, which we all are going to want to see. The problem is, I think Brady's kind of a dud. Peyton seems to have a great personality in these commercials and everything. So I just wish they were a little bit more dynamic. You know what
and
I mean?
You know Tiger's a dud.
Tiger's a dud.
Yeah.
He stinks.
But they can't just grab dynamic
especially for
who
the
can't
celebrities.
Play. Like Manning and Brady supposedly are pretty damn good golfers, right?
I'm sure they are.
I think Manning's like a seven. I'm not sure about Brady.
Yeah.
Probably about the same.
I'm sure they are. But, dude, there are plenty of great, like, ex-athlete golfers.
Hey,
EB, a ton of them.
Maybe for comic relief, they give Bill Murray a mic and
please don't do that.
Follow around the action.
So if they do that, I'm out.
So what's the deal? I haven't followed. Are they playing as a foursome?
Yeah, it's going to be two versus two.
Right. So it's like right. Peyton. I think it's Peyton and Tiger, right?
Yeah, Peyton and Tiger will be on the same team, and then Brady and Phil will be on another team.
And they're going to play just the best ball?
I'm not sure if it's going to be a best ball or anything. I don't know that. I know that the course is going to be undisclosed, and it's going to be closed off to fans. It's going to have a small crew.
Right. Here's what might bother you, Jason.
But it's not until May.
Charles Barkley may be one of the analysts.
Well, he was one of the analysts the last time.
They're saying it's going to be on TNT, and it's unlikely to be a pay-per-view. Yeah. So Barkley, who I think got grilled. Didn't he get grilled the last time he assisted on a PGA broadcast?
Well, he helped out with that. Everybody
first match.
Yeah.
With Tiger and Phil.
Everybody got grilled with that because it was just kind of awkward. I still enjoyed it, but it was awkward.
Now, so this is going to be pay-per-view, you said?
No, it's going to be on TNT.
Oh, okay.
With proceeds going towards coronavirus.
I'm all in on that.
You should be all in even if it was pay-per-view, squeaker, like 10 or 20 bucks.
Squeak, squeak.
I actually was telling my boy yesterday. I was like, I'm not into wrestling at all, but there's so little out there.
Are they still doing that?
Sports events. I think they're going to do WrestleMania.
They're going to do it at their indoor performance center.
Really shouldn't be doing that. Are they testing everybody before they compete?
Yes, Rick.
They shouldn't be doing that. They really shouldn't. They just shouldn't be doing it.
But why?
Why?
Yeah,
because
why?
You're not supposed to be commingling like that right now. Oh, fuck.
I know, but what if
country's supposed to be on lockdown?
But if they're testing.
As Evie sticks his finger in his mouth and rubs his eyeball.
Right. Well, I'm in my own house. I can pick my nose right here. It's no problem.
Gross.
Yeah.
By the way, Valdez, I am mistaken. I do have horse racing available on my site. I got the Tampa Bay Downs. I got the Will Rogers Downs, the Champions Mile Futures. Pedro's going to have to text me some fatties.
Yeah, he's going to have to give you that intel.
Well, he only knows the local horses, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah,
he
but he's got, his tentacles are probably spread out all across the country. He probably knows donks in every track.
What became of Mama Grizzly?
Oh.
Glue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog food.
Yeah, I'm
Who
sure.
knows?
Yeah. No, here's the thing, Drab, with the wrestling. Those guys have to train. It doesn't make sense.
They're taking tons of precautions. They're not just going to stick those guys out there. They've been wrestling. They got great doctors on site.
Yeah, I still don't think they should be doing it, to be honest with you.
I don't think it's much different than the golf.
Yeah, well, if they get tested, how's it
totally
any different?
I think because of the physical nature of it.
Yeah,
you can't socially distance and wrestle. You can't.
Yeah, but if you have two negative tested people who have been in quarantine and have trained by themselves.
I hope they're testing them every day because they're training every day.
They probably are.
By the way,
well, selfishly, I just want to see it. You know, I think we're all dying for any sort of entertainment. And I know Dana White's desperate to have the next UFC. The next UFC is scheduled for a couple weeks. The thing is, Habib was the headliner. Can't get out of Russia. So they're looking for replacement opponents.
Right. Have you guys seen the graphic of how far they have to stick the swab like into your head in order to test for the corona?
Well, that's when they have new tests.
Oh, they have new tests. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's the old test. That's the one that Trump was complaining about.
That's why Trump said it was not a pleasurable test.
Yeah, I mean, it goes up and it takes a turn, right?
Yeah, I mean, it looks very invasive.
Yeah, no, they've got quick swabbers now. In fact, I thought I read yesterday they have one where they can get results in like 2 minutes. It's gotten down to 2 minutes.
That's great.
Hey, yeah. Jason, your colonoscopy was supposed to be coming up soon. Is that on the back burner?
Oh, it's going to be. It's supposed to be May.
That's so elective.
May 15th. Yeah,
that is the downside to this. That is the downside to this. Like, I had to delay one of my doctor's appointments to 3 months. That some of us could get like cancers in the next 3 months because we're passing up on our normal checkups. That will hopefully it doesn't happen to us. That's going to happen to people because they put off their physicals and they're going to miss things that normally would get caught. Now, hopefully, we could get these and it's not going to kill people, but it's going to be a side. It's a negative to this.
By the way, Valdez put the pairings in the match, and it does make personality sense in that you can't have, like, Phil is much more of a personality than Tiger.
Yeah, Tiger's
Peyton
personality stinks.
Is much more of a personality than Brady.
Yes.
So you couldn't have Tiger with Brady. So it's going to be Tiger, Peyton, Phil, Brady.
Well, I know right. who I'm rooting for. The
Phil
personalities.
Brady. Phil Brady.
Oh, it's going to be Phil and Brady, so they're mixing them. Oh, I got you.
Yeah, yeah. No, because Tiger also seems to have a pretty close relationship with Peyton.
Let them drink. Can they drink while they're playing?
I hope so. Loosen them up a little bit.
Tiger would need
Why
that.
Not?
Give Tiger a little painkiller. Give him a little.
Give him some Ambien.
Why didn't they get Tony Romo if they wanted a decent golfer?
I don't know.
He's probably asking for too much.
Yeah, and maybe he's just not close with those guys.
Well,
I'm guessing
Brady and Peyton are both pretty good golfers. Not on Romo's level, but I'm guessing they're both pretty good.
Oh, yeah, they'll be fine. But
what's the names?
Yeah. They should do more personality, though, because that was the thing that was lacking. Phil was so corny, and Tiger just – his personality is just the worst.
The only sporting event in months, and you're complaining about it.
No, I'll watch it.
We can complain about anything.
I pay for it. I'll pay for it, but they should have gotten better personalities, in my
opinion.
Well,
it's not. You're not going to have to pay for it, thank goodness.
But like Bill Murray.
No, he's the worst.
Well, like who?
He's annoying.
Well, Romo's a good example.
Thank you.
Jason Bateman.
How about Justin Timberlake? Although I think he's kind of a douche.
Ruthie. Give me Ruthie.
Now you guys want the Tahoe tournament. Just have a
Yeah, you want the Shriners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look at the celebrity tournament and look at the best personalities there. The
Ray
guys
Romano
that are good.
You want what's it, Carl? You want Carlton out there doing his
dumb
dance?
No, the best players.
You want Rick Roden.
Larry the Cable Guy. And his fatigues.
I don't want those guys. I want ex-athletes that have personality.
I like it. I think it's a good setup.
Give me Roenick.
I think four guys are going to be really good. And I think that's a start. And I'm not going to order WrestleMania because it is like a $70 pay-per-view, and I couldn't tell you who the champions are right now in
WWE. Are they charging $70 for that garbage?
I'm sure. It's a WrestleMania pay-per-view.
Oh, my God. No wonder Vince McMahon could finance the XFL all by himself.
He's built an empire.
Well, people pay $70 for that crap?
Most people are subscribers. They pay $10 a month. They get the pay-per-views for free.
Oh, is that what it is?
They have a whole
but if
network.
If you're not a subscriber, isn't it $60 or $70?
Yeah, but everybody just subscribes for
that. Are you a subscriber?
I am not.
Oh, yeah, good. Well, you wouldn't pay $60, would you?
No, I'm a cheapo.
Yeah, right.
You're cheapo. A skinflint.
You would steal it. You would steal it somehow.
No comment.
That's more Valdez's territory, allegedly.
In a long time.
Right.
All right, phone number you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. I don't think we've taken any calls on today's show.
All week.
We haven't taken enough calls really at all.
I agree.
Well, what day is today? It's a Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
Open line Wednesday?
Yep.
800-636-1067. We could take some calls. Are you interested in a Phil versus Tiger golf matchup?
Or also...
Are you outraged by WrestleMania actually going down without
I think it's
fans?
A joke, but I mean, there are a lot of fans out there. But maybe you could also throw out another potential pay-per-view scenario or something like that. A sporting event that we could embrace during this time that would work.
And I need horse racing fatties. If anybody follows,
Tampa Bay Downs.
If anybody follows the horse racing industry in Tampa, give me a call.
All right, 800-636-1067 with the Junkies coming to you live this Wednesday morning on The Fan.